The bill the governor is signing is the same one he vetoed a year ago. Madison City Council member Austin King says the only reason he's signing it now is because the Republican leadership promised not to block his order to raise the statewide minimum wage. King says that quid pro quo agreement is a felony under a 90-year-old state statute that labels it log rolling. He's asked the Attorney General's office to investigate.
Everyone knows that that deal happened, and now it's just a matter of piecing together the puzzle.
But the governor's office says what occurred is exactly what voters expect of government, a political compromise, not an illegal vote trade. Madison attorney Mike Wittenweiler has researched the log rolling statute, and he agrees with the governor. He says the name refers to lumberjacks cooperating to keep their balance on a floating log. It's meant to prevent legislators from trading things, like a bridge project in one district for a road project in another. He says that didn't happen here.
You don't have someone talking about, you know, getting them to agree to an increase in the minimum wage in exchange for a bridge in their district in Eau Claire.
But Austin King disagrees. He says the issue is worth fighting over. He says barring cities from setting their own minimum wages takes away the only tool local governments have to prod the state into boosting wages to keep pace with the rising cost of living. He's expecting Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager to take this log-rolling complaint seriously.
She's been unafraid to take on even high-ranking government officials when they skirt or break the law. And I think she will approach this instance with commensurate gravity.
A spokesperson for the Attorney General says the complaint has been received, but there's no timeline for when it might be acted on. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.